This week, the Rashi in the parsha gives us some ideas that are important to think about. One is a Rashi that Yochaim Shmulevitz would point out. Yochaim Shmulevitz was one of the two top shurim in the mirror for many, many years together with Reb Nochum. Yochaim Shmulevitz, there were many years when there was no Mashkiach before Volbi came to the mirror. Chaim Shmulevitz gave the Musa Shmuz as well. And the Musa Shmuz were published before the Shurim were published. So many know of him as through the Sichos Musa. So he points, I believe it's in Sichos Musa, that when the Malachim say to Avram Avinu, and the words of the Medrash, Ayo Sar Ishtecha, Torah says, Vayomer Elov, Ayo Sar Ishtecha. So the Rashi points out that sometimes we darshan the letters, and sometimes we darshan the letters that are under the nekudas. Sometimes we darshan the letters that are not in the nekudas. In this case, since there are more nekudas than letters, so Rashi says we darshan ayo sari ishtecha, where is your wife? So Rashi says, quotes the Gemara of Metzia, that Oimrim Yodim Hoyu Malachei Hashoreis Sarei Imein Heichan Hoyisa El Oidia Shetznu Hoyisa Kedei Lecham Vol Baila. They knew where Sarah was, but they wanted Avram Avinu to say she's not here, she's Boil. They wanted Avram to take pride in the fact that his wife was Boil. Lecham Vol Baila. So Chaim Shmulevitz says that Baruch Hashem, Avram and Sarah were already 199. So he said that if they're going to be married for many years already, and if it's a good shidduch, if it's working, if they're in love with each other, so gevaldig. If they're not in love with each other, they seem to have a plan to work it out, to stay together. So why at this advanced age, after so many years, the Malachim say Lechav Al Baila? Either it's happened or it hasn't happened. So Chaim Shmulevitz used to point out that there's what the Malachim are pointing out, what the Medrash and Chazal are pointing out, is that there is always a voda to be done in one's marriage. That marriage is not a relationship of marriage, is not the kind of thing that I get it to a certain point and then I'm done. Then I have my relationship at a certain level, and that's good. So that's true for employers. That's good for partners. There's a certain degree of involvement with each other, and sometimes one defines exactly what that involvement is, and then when one reaches that point, so then one goes on maintenance and make sure that it stays that way. When it comes to husband and wife, putting it in the terms of what we said last week, when it comes to build a place of a Shroi Shechina, so they require constant involvement, constant Kedei Lechav Ol Baila. Here Chazal are revealing to us that a woman requires, a wife requires, this is a huge generality, but one that probably is overwhelmingly accurate. And that is that one of the gender differences between husbands and between men and women is the needs of reassurance. That husbands do not require, men do not require the same degree of reassurance, and women require ongoing reassurance of one's love for one's spouse. I would, when I learn with Chassanim, so I point out an old comic strip from early psychology tests where husband and wife are coming to the counselor. And the wife says to the psychologist, would you believe we've been married for 25 years and he hasn't told me he loves me since we got married. And then the next frame, you see that the psychologist turns to the husband and says, how are you talking? So he says to the counselor, what the problem is? I told her 25 years ago when we got married, I loved her. If anything would have changed, I would have told her. So he says, that's a male response. I need to know. And if something changes, let us know. We'll work it out. But a woman is not like that. A woman needs constant reassurance. Again, it does not indicate insecurity. If a man requires reassurance, it indicates insecurity. If a woman requires reassurance, that's part of the sichas chasam lekala sichas isha levayla. A woman requires or needs. It's part of the way that she is. It's patience is very important for a woman. And then there's another phrase. I think it's an important lakuda, but I have to think about this, that the basis for confirming and for encouraging and for growing the love between husband and wife, and that's what Chaim Shmuel is referring to. It's not that we are revisiting the same feelings we had as Chosan and Kala. Once one is married just for a few months, one already realizes that the love that one had when one was engaged and first got married is an immature expression of love. And then as one gets married longer and longer and works through more and more issues and Yirtzeh Hashem raises more and more children and has more and more concerns that have to be discussed and have to be, and each one has contributes to the other and each builds each other, so then the love that a spouse has for each other continues to grow and develop, become deeper and become richer and become broader. So when Rav Chaim Shlomo was pointing out that Avraham Avinu and Sarah kedil chavo vayla, it doesn't mean that the Malachim were reminding Avraham Avinu how he felt when he was a chasan and kala. No, it means it's pointing out to us that there is a different way of expressing chiba and different ways of expressing chiba that will continuously grow and become develop a richer relation. Now those points that on which one develops greater chiba for each other, so they are for a wife and maybe for a husband as well. Shitznu ha'isa. In other words, again, one should give this some thought. There is, of course, reason and makes good sense that husband and wife are proud of each other in terms of the way they function outside of their own marital relationship. And if a husband or wife are accomplished in their various fields, that's a source of pride. I don't know if it's a source of chiba. I'd be very concerned if it's a source of chiba. That a husband loves his wife because of her accomplishments outside. That the wife loves husband because of his charisma outside. It could be a source of pride. That makes a lot of sense. That strengthens the relationship. But chiba has to be out of something that is tsunua, that is private, that something that husband and wife only have for each other and enjoy within each other. The way that she conducted herself in privacy, in private moments, that was the greatest source of chiba. This often is one of the great challenges of husbands and wives, that they are under the awareness of each other and of each other's deepest ideas and deepest moments. So that again, one has to always conduct himself in a way that generates chiva, that generates a greater relationship. So this Rashi, three different ideas. Number one is that the relationship between husband and wife will always be one that should be growing and can grow. It's something that reaches a peak and can't be developed more. That's the nature of marriage. Number two is that that could be referring to the idea that a wife requires and deserves the ongoing expression of chiba, of love for each other. And number three, that the basis of chiba and the basis of expression of love for one another, so that hopefully comes from private moments, events that are happening within one's house, within oneself, being able to share and open up one to the other. And one would if chiba comes, again, chiba is different than pride. Chiba is different than maybe an immature form of a person can love certain behaviors with somebody else, and that could be behavior that expressed on the outside. But the depth of the chiba that's going to build a mikdash mat is going to be the relationship and the words that are shared in the privacy of one's home. That often becomes part of a broader discussion of the appropriateness of expressing one's love for one's wife barachov outside and in the street. So again, that's not for me to discuss, not in this context. But it certainly is. This is the context where one should be aware of self, that expressions of love are meaningful when they can and are done with great privacy. And expressions of love that can only be done outside of the privacy of one's own lives. So those one has to question what they are really expressing and whether they are expressions of any great depth. Finally, the Nakuda, which is Rashi seems to be pointing to, that the conversation that women enjoy and that are important for women is different than the conversation that men may necessarily enjoy and find important. So that's the Nakuda that we'll build upon next week in Rosh Hashanah.